Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Zoe Hook of Hooked On Handmade, who does absolutely amazing crochet creations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Tell me a little bit about just how you got started.
So I guess when I was a kid, I was really artistic. And as I got older, my vision declined a little bit, so I wasn't able to draw and paint and do other things because it, like, affected my depth perception. And so moving through that, you know, I didn't really know that I wanted to be in something like this until just a couple of years ago. We did have some deaths in the family, and everybody's like, you know, art therapy, you know, get on the bandwagon. And because I couldn't draw or paint the way I wanted to, I found crochet, and it was like a great way for me to, you know, help myself through the tough times or just to create something when I felt like it. And then, you know, my friends were like, wow, like, you're getting really good at this. Have you posted these? Have you tried to sell these? And I was like, I mean, not really. I just kind of have been making them because, you know, they make me happy. And I guess that's where everybody's small business starts, is, you know, something that makes them happy. And they were like, you need to sell these. You need to sell these. And so I kind of like got my little Facebook page together. All my friends were like sending it to their parents. Hey, follow her page, follow her page. And I started posting. And then I kind of spread to Instagram, and I do have a TikTok account. And it's just really grown from there. And then I started doing some craft shows or like little vendor events that I can be at. And I do really well at those too. You know, kids are all about stuffed animals or soft, cute, you know. I make dinosaurs too.
So cool.
Yeah.
So I like what you said about how, like, a lot of small businesses, and I think especially for makers, start when you're doing something that you just love that makes you happy, and someone's like, why aren't you selling this? Because that's how I started, too, with photography. So it's funny that, like, that kind of translates all the different lines of art and makers. And then did you teach yourself crochet? Or
Yes, I'm self-taught. I used YouTube.
Okay.
And a lot of people ask me how I started also, and that's what I tell them. YouTube is a great free resource. There's so many beginner tutorials. There's so many free patterns you can use. That's how, and I started practicing, and it just kind of took off from there.
So with crochet, and your vision doesn't affect it as much with depth perception. How is it different from drawing and painting? Is it like something with like having the actual like texture in your hand?
Yeah, so I think that's the biggest thing, is I'm actually holding it. I'm not trying to create it on paper from the media. I'm holding the media and I'm molding it as I go. It's kind of like, I would kind of say like pottery, you know, how they start with a clump on the turner and they shape it up. That's essentially what I do. I work in a circle for the plushies particularly, and you just increase and you work your way up and you stuff it as you go, and you can mold your own. And I guess that's how it really helps me, because I can actually see it taking form. And instead of like trying to add the shadows in the background and blending colors, I'm not good at blending colors either. And with yarn, you know, you don't really have to do that. You just have different shades to use. So there's not really like a, I can mix these two and make a whole different shade. You
right.
just have that shade that you need.
Yeah, you're stuck kind of like, okay, I can make like the body be one color, like switch throughout, or like the legs are all a different color or whatever, which I mean is like my vibe, because of course like, you want things like bright and colorful, or at least
that's
how I am. So.
Oh yeah. I love the bright and the bright, vibrant colors, especially like with it being springtime now, I'm definitely using like a lot of pastel colors and a lot of variegated pastels, which is really, they're really pretty. And I hate when they go out of season because sometimes, you know, like the certain companies will do their spring line and then it goes away until next spring. So you can only buy the yarn once or twice in the season and then it's gone for a couple more months.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Zoe Hook.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, set a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Zoe Hook of Hooked on Handmade. And she's telling me about some of the beautiful creations she's made. What are you working on right now?
So I have a couple events coming up in April. So I need to restock all my pocket items, which are just the small, you know, quick $5-$10 items. I'm restocking all those. And in between, I'm making some of the bigger plushies to go on my shelves at the events.
What are some of your favorite plushies you've done? Like, the dinosaurs sound super cool to me, so that's like...
Yeah, the dinosaurs are definitely my favorite. I did a lot of no-sew patterns for a while. It's where you make all the parts and you incorporate it in it as you build up the body. I have a lot of those patterns that I really like to use. But my all-time favorite, I've made Jack, Skellington, Sally, and Oogie Boogie. Those are definitely my favorites.
Oh,
definitely.
Perfect. I love that. Like, I feel like just the style they're animated in translates really well to crochet. And would look really cool. That's so much fun.
Yeah, Sally was a lot to make. She probably took me 14 to 16 hours. It really depends on what style you're wanting to go for, how realistic, and how much detail, you know. So if you watch The Nightmare Before Christmas, Sally is a rag doll that is sewn together like piece by piece.
Yes.
So she has a lot of detail and in her outfits also. It was a long time to make her.
So what's kind of your process as you get started on a new project?
So with crochet, it's a lot. I feel like it's a lot of the fiber arts melded together. So when I see something that I want to make, I'm like, I need to find a pattern for that, or I could freehand it. I do have items I freehand. But a lot of the crochet things you see will, someone will have followed a pattern, whether they wrote it themselves or they bought it from another artist who created it. And so when I decide what I want to make, if I'm like, oh, you know, that's when I know that I have to make that, you know.
Absolutely. Do you have, like, do you prefer freehanding or using patterns? Is there one better than the other for you? Or is it just, it depends on what you're doing?
To me, it doesn't make a difference. You know, some people will be like, oh, you don't write your own patterns. Whatever. To me, it doesn't make a difference as long as you're crediting the artist that originally wrote the pattern, you know, so other people, if they want to make it too, they can find it. To me, it doesn't make a difference. I think everything, every artist is unique and everybody does something a different way. And even if you're quote unquote copying a pattern or following a pattern, it's still going to be yours because nobody else made it but you.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, everyone's got a little bit of a different style, and they'll use different colors or a different texture yarn or something. Like,
or
the same with
I have some wearables where it's like, find the mistake, what makes it unique, you know, because sometimes you're 10 rows down and you're like, wow, I'm not pulling all of that out to fix one little thing. So it can, you never know. Some of those have mistakes in them.
But the mistakes are like, you know,
yeah,
A, it shows you how far you've come, and B, it's a little mistake. Who cares?
Yeah, and most of the time I'm like, you know, people who don't crochet aren't going to notice that this is a mistake. Or, you know, because they don't have that background, they haven't learned to crochet, so they don't know what to look for, you know?
Exactly.
So they're not going to realize that there was a mistake 10 rows back. You know, they're just going to be like, wow, I have this cute little plushie that I got from this great person at this market. You know, they don't care.
Yeah, it's like we're all our own worst critics, because I know with me, with photography, it could just be something really stupid where I'm like, oh, I wish I had just like framed this slightly differently or something. And I'm like, no one else is going to notice this.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Zoe Hook. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Zoe Hook of Hooked on Handmade. Tell me where you get inspirations. Clearly, like, sometimes it's patterns, sometimes it's things like movies with The Nightmare Before Christmas. What else?
I'm just kind of a really big nerd, so I also make like a lot of mythical creatures, like unicorns and dragons, and I'm nerdy like that. I like to make those. Movies I like. I kind of am afraid to make more Disney characters at the moment. because, you know, I've only been doing this for a little over a year, and they kind of cracked down in the past year on people making their things. So I'm trying to move away from the characters at the moment, unfortunately. But in the future, maybe if the rules lax back out a little bit, I'll be able to do that. I mean, I could do something like in a custom order, but I don't. I'm not interested in like posting them on my online domain and stuff like
that. Totally understandable.
It has to be an aha moment for me. Like walking around town, I don't know, because we moved here when I was a kid, so I would say maybe my background from Florida has more to do with, you know, my artistic view now.
I can see that, especially with a love of Disney. And all
things nerdy. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like to me, like doing unicorns and dragons sounds super fun. So,
yeah, that's what's too. Fun to me. And, you know, I do ask people ask me on occasion, like, oh, can you make this? Can you make that? And I'm like, yeah, you do have to place, you know, you have to get on the custom order wait list and stuff. And we talk about it through email or text, whatever, at that time. But, yeah, most of the things I make are just stuff I like to make. I don't just force myself to make things, you know, because then it wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
And right now, for me, this is mostly fun. I would like to take it into a more serious aspect with more customers eventually. You know, I plan to keep doing craft shows or vendor events where I can sell the plushies I make. So
makes sense. It's always a hard kind of jump to make that. But once you decide to do it, like look at some of the resources available in this area, like the Biz Foundry is so helpful with entrepreneurs and makers, and there's lots of opportunity here, which you coming from Florida to the Upper Cumberland, what's kind of been like your experience with other makers and other people doing anything similar?
The community I'm a part of is really supportive. You know, I don't really ever feel like there's competition, you know, even at these vendor events where someone else might have crocheted items. I'm not going to like tell people not to go over there. You know, I might go over there and be like, wow, your stuff is really nice. I am not one of those that's, I don't want to take the attention off of somebody else who's trying to do the same thing as me. Sometimes I've even bought other items from other makers because I haven't made it. and I probably wouldn't want to or wouldn't try. So, you know, I support my fellow crocheters, and I like to see the level other people are on, you know. I don't think about it as like a kill or be killed kind of competition, you know.
For sure. And I know you said you've got a couple vendor events coming up later in April. Tell me about those.
Yes, yes. I will be at the Putnam County Fairgrounds April 15th. I believe it's an Upper Cumberland events event. It's like a spring food truck festival.
Okay.
That's at the Putnam County Fairgrounds. I think it's from 10 to 5 Saturday, April 15th.
Okay.
And then April 22nd, I will be at the Thread and Bristle Boutique. They've been doing some kind of outside craft market style. They're trying to get more people interested out there as well. So I'm sure they have spots as well. If anybody, you know, wants to contact them, I'm sure they would be thrilled.
And if people want to reach out to you on social media, how can they do that?
Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is going to be the easiest and fastest way to get a message back. And that's just Hooked on Handmade. It's K'D, not K-E-D.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.